Hello, and this is Willy the Wizard
by Anthony Brown.
And this story is read by
Logan
and Jodie.
Yay!
When you hear
go,
that means to turn the page. Here we go.
Willy loved football, but there was a problem. He didn't have any boots. He couldn't afford them.
Go!
Willy went eagerly to the practice sessions every week.
He ran and chased and hurried,
but no one passed the ball to him.
He was never picked for the team.
Go!
One evening when Willy was walking home past the old pie factory,
he saw someone kicking a ball around.
The stranger was wearing old-fashioned soccer gear, like the clothes Willy remembered his dad wearing.
But he was good.
Very good.
Go!
Willy
watched for a while, and when the ball came over to him, he kicked it back.
They played silently together, passing the ball to and fro.
Go!
Then the stranger did something very odd. He unlaced his boots,
took them off,
and without saying a word,
handed them to Willy.
Go!
Willy stared at them with wonder.
When he looked up, no one was there.
Go!
Taking great care not to step on any cracks in the pavement, Willy carried the boots home.
He cleaned and polished them until they looked new.
Go!
Then he went slowly upstairs,
counting every step. 16.
Washed his hands and face very thoroughly.
Brushed his teeth for exactly 4 minutes.
Put on his pajamas, always the top first.
Always with 4 buttons fastened.
Used the lavatory and dived into bed.
He had to be in bed before the flushing stopped, or who knows what would have happened if he wasn't.
Every morning he repeated all of these actions in reverse. Every morning.
Goal!
For the next football practice, Willy proudly
took along his boots, but the other players
weren't exactly impressed.
Goal!
Until they saw him play.
Wearing the old boots, Willy was fantastic!
Go!
When the captain pinned up the team for next Saturday's match,
Willy could hardly believe his eyes.
Go!
He was so pleased that he ran all the way home,
being very careful not to step on the cracks.
Every day, Willy wore the boots and practiced shooting, dribbling, passing and heading.
He got better and better. Willy would show his boots were magic.
Goal!
Every evening, Willy wore his boots and went back to the old pie factory. There was something curiously familiar about the stranger, which made Willy want to see him again.
But he was never there.
Go!
On Friday night, Willy went through his usual bedtime routine.
He went slowly up the stairs, counting every step, still 16.
Washed his hands and face very thoroughly.
Brushed his teeth for exactly 4 minutes.
Put on his pyjamas, the top first, with 4 buttons fastened.
Used the lavatory and dived into bed before flushing the stop.
But Willy was too excited to sleep. But Willy was too excited to sleep. Even when he did drift off, he spent an uncomfortable night dreaming of disasters.
In the morning, he woke up with a start. It was 9:45 and the match started at 10.
He leaped out of bed, threw on his clothes,
raced down the stairs, and dashed out of the front door.
Go!
Willy ran all the way to the football ground,
stepping on the cracks.
Go!
When he got there, the other players were already changed. The captain threw Willy his cape,
and he put it on. Then the awesome thing struck him. He had forgotten his boots!
Someone found him another pair.
You don't understand, he said. But the team had already gone
on the pitch.
Go!
The crowd's roar turned into laughter when Willy emerged from the dressing room. Willy grinned outside, but inside he felt angry.
Go!
The game started. Willy was amazed how fast it was. Within minutes, the opposition had scored 3-0.
From the restart, the ball shot out to Willy on the wing. He hadn't time to think about.
He just ran at the ball at his feet.
Willy was magic. The ball seemed to be attached to him by an invisible thread.
He dribbled past the opponents and set in a perfect cross. Go!
It seemed that Willy could do no wrong. By the time he got the ball,
the opposition was mesmerized. The teams were very evenly matched. Within seconds, the score was still 1. The ball was passed to William defence.
He passed to one player,
then another, until he got past
the whole team.
Go!
Only the goalkeeper to beat. The goalkeeper was huge and the net looked tiny.
Could Willy do it?
Go!
Go! Dun dun dun!
He could! The crowd was spellbound as Willy
conjured up the perfect shot.
Go!
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 Willy the wizard! Willy the wizard! Chanted the crowd.
Go!
Later on the way home,
Willy thought about the boots and the stranger,
and he smiled. And that was the end of Willy the Wizard.
The end!